Perhaps you've been following the controversy about this ad for The Gap, the clothing store. It's a holiday ad, and it features a group of kind of live dancers cavorting about, and they're singing 2, 4, 6, 8, now's the time to liberate. Go Christmas, go Kwanzaa, go Hanukkah. And then at the end of the ad, they say, 86 the rules, and do what just feels right. Do whatever you wanna, and have a cheerful night.
2, 4, 6, 8, tis the time to liberate. Go Christmas, go Hanukkah, go Kwanzaa, go solstice, go plant the tree, go plant the tree, go plant the tree, go plant the tree.
No!
86 the rules, you do what just feels right. Happy, do whatever you wanna, and you all a cheery night.
Now, many Christian groups have complained that this is one more tiresome example of people trying to eliminate Christ from Christmas and to turn the Feast of the Incarnation into a generic winter festival. And I certainly subscribe to that. I think that's true. But I want to press the thing in a slightly different direction. I think the key line is 86 the rules and do what just feels right. In other words, bracket all question of objectivity. Give no focus to freedom. Just say, off you go. Do whatever you think is right. And the implication is, any insistence upon an objective content for Christmas is divisive and aggressive and problematic. And so let's get over all these religious hang-ups and do whatever you wanna. Do what just feels right. You know, the roots of that attitude are very old. They go back philosophically to the late medieval period, especially the early modern period. When for the first time thinkers became very skeptical about our ability to know the objective truth, to know objectively what makes you happy. And so a great stress was placed on free choice, self-determination. I'll just find my own path. Think how it's reflected in the modern political arrangements, including our own. Jefferson doesn't tell us what happiness is. He tells us we have the right to pursue it as we see fit, as long as we get out of each other's way. Tolerate everyone else as we all go about our individual business of pursuing happiness. That's a typically modern way to frame the question. Now, it's no accident that at the same time as the rise of the modern political systems, you see the emergence of modern capitalism, the economic system that corresponds to freedom of choice. At the heart of capitalism is the capacity, the right, to choose to buy what we want. And in fact, the wider the range of choices, the freer you seem to become. Now, here's what's bothering, I think, the most about the Gap ad. Not just that it's eliminating Christ from Christmas, but it represents the victory of a rival ideology. And I use that phrase very much on purpose, because underneath all of this kind of happy, clappy tolerance and freedom is actually a very aggressive ideology that says what comes first is my self determination, my choice. Think what you want, be what you want, and above all, buy what you want. That seems to be the standard of the modern political and economic system. And this is repugnant to what Christianity is about and what Christmas is about. At the heart of Christmas is this extraordinary fact, still breathtaking after 2,000 years, that God becomes one of us, that we might be caught up in the rhythm of the divine life. And what is the divine life? It's not self-determination. It's not do whatever you wanna, do what just feels right. The divine life is a life of radical love. It's being for the sake of the other. And you can see it on iconic display in the Christmas story in the Christ child. Christ comes into the world not in self-indulgent luxury. He comes into the world in straw poverty. He comes not to aggrandize his ego, but rather to give himself away in love. He comes not to feed himself with the goods of the world, but to become food for the sake of the world. The angels announce not a hero of self-indulgent liberty. They announce a hero precisely of love, one who's come to save the world. The inner life of God displayed at Christmas is not do what you want, but rather follow the path of love. It's not freedom of choice, it's the freedom precisely to love. That's why we Christians, especially at Christmas time, ought to be wary of an ideology, especially when it's wrapped up in this very exuberant package that's telling us just the opposite.